RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, you do. You want to establish the line of scrimmage early, and then with that, you know, you hope you can throw the football off of that. I thought we did a really good job yesterday establishing that line of scrimmage early in the game, and the results in the running game were clear to see for everyone. Not so much in the passing game, and it's something that we have to continue to work on as coaches and figure that piece out.
Sean McDermott right back today to sort of frank assessment of the, at least the passing side of the Bills offense. Will there be a move? Now they might need one at defensive tackle, and there's always the secondary. I mean, they're not going to trade for three guys.
No, I kind of doubt it. You know, you have to prioritize, and then I think probably reevaluate how you prioritize based on what's available and what the costs are, right? But I don't want to overreact to one game against Andy Dalton, because I was not worried about him stepping in for Bryce Young. I just thought he was never that good, and he's old now, so he should be gettable, and he was. But I think the secondary, like Hairston, showed well for himself in the snaps he played. Hancock probably saved a touchdown on the play right before the fumble. Like, if that's Rapp playing the way he's looked this year, or even Poyer, that's a touchdown probably. Hancock catches that guy. He didn't really have the angle. He just, foot speed wise, could catch Dowdle, and he did. And then they turned it over a play or two later. Anyway,
that was exactly, by the way, the play we were talking about Friday. Like, how do you expose Poyer?
Right.
It would have been like that play exactly was maybe how they could have. It's not like you can sort of design passing routes to undo him. But
so I think, you know, right now you might want to be, maybe, you know, if everybody's together and they're meeting and they're talking, like someone raises their hand and go like, hey, Hairston and Hancock played pretty good. Like, you know, maybe, you know, decrease the urgency at supplementing those positions and maybe accentuate the need at the others, especially defensive tackle. I mean, good luck replacing Oliver. I mean, they've had to go most of this year without him, and it's really a shame because the story of his career has mostly been him not following through on the good games, right? He hasn't fully delivered on the promise that he often shows. It's just sort of, just gets caught up in the wash and sort of is just a guy. And then there's these moments where he is world class up there. And this year, he was maybe the best player on that defense against Baltimore. And I know it was a day that they kind of got run over, but he really was noticeable in that game and then missed a bunch of time and is just back to sack on the first series in this game. And shortly thereafter is gone. He didn't even get 20 plays into yesterday's game. So, you know, I doubt you can go trade for Jeffrey Simmons from the Titans. Like, that's someone who would be, I'd be upgrading if I could get my hands on him. But I don't think that's realistic. Chances are you probably are just going to get another guy, if at all, that's, you know, some version of what you've got already, which is fine. I mean, they just need another body. But Oliver's a big loss for them, I think.
Here's Andrew next. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. Thank you, Andrew.
Good. So I find myself kind of being in a space of Bills fans who got to force themselves not to be emotional about a 40-9 win. And this call is because I want to frame it like we are in a position where I don't know of a player like Josh Allen's high-level elite quarterback play that a team has put him in such devoid of talent. Like, I can't think of any star-level quarterback that – and I'm speaking offensive weapons, and I'm aware of James Cook and what he just did. But the core around him, the man looks lost when he's dropping back the pass in some of these. He looks broken almost at times. And – are we really comfortable doing this to him for another season? We need to get that guy, someone reliable, a true one. This is 8 years in, and this guy has had digs for 4 years. Granted, we'll give him that. But you like guys like Baker and, you know, people that come like Goff, people that are around when he came in the league, they have guys to go to, and we never replace Diggs. And this, you know, our best receiver, it would be a really high-end wideout two. I mean, there are 11, 12, like, good wideout ones out there, true ones. Two of them belong to Philly. But I just believe that we are not going to be comfortable doing nothing for Josh.
You know, this is a common complaint. I think in this case, it's a little bit overstated. With Lamar Jackson, this has been said for most of his career, but people didn't think he could throw the ball, weirdly, for some of it. But like, where are the weapons? And all right, well, I guess they don't need them. And then they end up losing. With Mahomes, we've had this last year.
Last year was really this. I mean, they always had Kelsey, but that was really it last year.
He loses Rice to a freak injury. And then it's a while before Worthy pops, you know, he's throwing the ball to Juju multiple times a game. Like, this was said last year about him. So it's not, I don't think the Bills situation is unique. And, you know this, but it's not entirely for a lack of trying. Kincaid and Coleman were their first draft picks in consecutive years. Kincaid is in and out of the lineup. He still doesn't really play that much. I mean, he's never going to be, I think, so like an elite tight end. You see the one last night? By the way, did you see the elite tight end in that game last night? Like, that's never happening. But, you know, he's a piece, right? And that isn't zero.
Mm-hmm.
And Kincaid, or rather Coleman, I don't know what that is. But they, you know, they tried. We've been over it every day.
Yeah.
Like, they felt that they needed help. But you got to get it right. And then you have to have the scheme and everything sort of fit together. Mm-hmm. And when you run the ball, this is not, I do not at all mean this as an excuse for them, because I'm mostly with everybody else on this subject. When you run the ball like they do, they don't really have too many games where it's a problem, including yesterday's. I mean, there was a blowout yesterday. So if you're not a Bills fan, I think mostly you're like, who cares yesterday about this?
Just do that some more.
Yeah, just play like that. But we all feel, not all, but largely fans, I think, feel that ultimately they will pay for this. And now you've got the deadline, and you've got Kansas City this Sunday, and I think people are feeling the pressure.
Yeah, and I think the coach is conceding that they need more there. I mean, he's not going so far as to say we need more, like we need an addition, but he's talking very plainly today again about, you know, that part of their offense not coming through. And he believes that they're going to eventually need it, just like I think a lot of people out here do. So that's only ramping up the attention that this subject is going to get. Believe me, I think I don't think I would have been saying something about it in the first 5 minutes of the show today if I hadn't noticed what McDermott said yesterday after the game. And now, again, he's sort of doubling down on it and clarifying and expanding on it. I just don't see how they could settle for we'll find the answers inside. You know, I mean, Gabe Davis is someone they know intimately. I don't know where his health is, but to think that that's the thing that's going to straighten all this out, I think that's far-fetched. It may end up that that is eventually where we land, just because nothing else functionally can get done. You know, they may try and try and try, and maybe that's, you have to settle for that. But I doubt that that's where they stop looking. Like, I think I'm hearing McDermott talking and sounding like he's sounding to me.
I think it's a cry for help.
I think he wants it known that he wants more. I think
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
He knows how he's portrayed out here, and I think he's trying to push back on it. I mean, he's earned the reputation he has. He's a defensive coach. They did shift to more of a running game. There was some friction with Daboll. I mean, he was leaving no matter what. He's going to get a head coaching job, so that's that. You can be wherever we've all been on McDermott to some extent, but to me, he is, I don't want to stop short of saying he's raising a flag, but I mean, he volunteered this information yesterday about never having said, I love to run the ball or whatever it was. He felt he was being mischaracterized. And that's very noticeable to me that he's doing that.
Tucker Kraft, by the way, that's the same. That is the Kincaid draft. Green Bay's guy.
Yeah.
He was tight end 7 in that draft. Pick 78, third round. He was the second. This happens with the Ravens, too. He was the second tight end picked by the Packers in that draft two years ago.
Yeah.
Luke Musgrave, who was on the field for a minute last night. Yeah, that guy, I mean, that was a dominant performance. I even texted you, which usually by end of the post game we're sick of each other, but I texted you last night. Like, you had Green Bay in the picks and I had Pittsburgh, and I just had to tell you how happy I was to be wrong about that. I loved it.
Yeah.
For a while, I was like, this is a classic Pittsburgh game.
Right.
They make the field goals. You don't. That's the rule. And just like,
kind of little calls and just nonsense things. Like they're going
to
win.
16-9 I admit I fell asleep and thought my thought falling asleep, closing my eyes was they're going to win this game 23-12
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, like that's
what they do.
That's what it looked like through the first half. But you know, Green Bay obviously got off the mat there in the second half,
and it wasn't even close. Like
right.
That, I think that's how you have to beat Pittsburgh to beat Pittsburgh. Like you just have to be way better.
Knock them out.
And then their field goal fun doesn't really affect you too much.
Right.
And that's, I mean, Love went for 360. Oh, nothing is more annoying in fantasy than having a good team with two quarterbacks who are like projected right the same. Let's say Jordan Love and Baker Mayfield.
For example,
and getting that wrong by like 25 points.
Yeah.
May and Prescott. I've mentioned these May Prescott teams. I love them. Yesterday, May against the Browns, 30 fantasy points. Prescott, 10. It's just so easy to be wrong and so annoying to be wrong. And they're just like coin flip plays. And man, to nail it feels great, but it's not as good of a feeling as it is a bad feeling when you miss it. Can you just give me the whoever's better of the two?
Right.
Can you just give me the points? Give me the credit, and just can that be it?
I drafted them.
Right. I knew what I was doing. Oh, it's the worst. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, here on Football Monday. Sal Capaccio, just after 5. This is WGR.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.